We're in Formby, in the lovely Formby Hall here, speaks to Stephen Gerrard about the re-emergence, I would say, of Curtis Jones. He's playing really well at the moment. You had a key part in his development. So thanks so much, first of all, for coming down and having a chat. We really appreciate it.
Listen, pleasure. I'd say a small part in his development rather than a key part. A lot of coaches before me, I'd played the key part in terms of from a young boy when he's come into the academy and, you know, preparing them for professional football. So there's a lot of coaches that have done a lot of hard work, you know, led by Alex Inglethorpe. But yeah, to have the chance to work with Curtis for the 18 months when I was in the academy was special for me, because as a coach, that is the buzz, working with talents and trying to help them in any way you can to prepare them for the real game. And I say the real game because it changes when you become professional.
Yeah.
Football's fun until it becomes professional, and it's for real, and it's your occupation, and you know everyone knows how hard it is to stay at the top. So it was important that Curtis developed in the best way he can to prepare himself for that.
To go all the way back then, do you remember the first time he was on your radar? Was it when you got a job at the academy when you were coaching, or were you a bit aware of him before that?
Well, I got support from my own personal development as a coach. Curtis would have been around 13, 14. He'd have been in Tom Culshaw's group at the time. And he was a standout in terms of technical ability, but his body shape was different than it is now. He had a real growth spurt around 14, 15. He was more small and carrying a bit of, you know, child weight, as you do, as a lot of people do. And then he went pretty tall and lean pretty quickly, and I think that helped him a lot. So I was aware of Curtis when he was around 13, 14, and I was going in to do my B licence and my A licence, and I was taking certain sessions. That's when I first come across him.